So we'll close with a guided Dhamma Vihara meditation. So if you could find a comfortable sitting position. So allowing the body to be at ease, the body to settle, allowing the mind to settle, and allowing the heart to open. But just as the meditation practice is one that encourages us in this moment to be mindful of just this, heartfully accepting this moment and myself with its joy or struggle or anger or sorrow or pain. The meditation on compassion also cultivates the quality of acceptance. Acceptance of the fact that yes, there is suffering in the world. And it encourages us not to close off to it, but to open gently to it, and to allow a response of wise action, and to allow a healing. The meditation on compassion is for an open heart and for connection. Just as I want to be free from suffering and free from pain and free from struggle, so do all beings. And so now bringing the attention to rest in the area of the chest, in the area of the heart. Bringing the attitude of gentle acceptance, of metta, of friendliness, to how I'm feeling in this moment. And also bringing metta, friendliness, acceptance of the other moments during the retreat, perhaps remembering some moments of difficulty, and also to remember moments that were happy and joyful, moments of ease. And now resting in this area of the heart, wishing myself a wise opening of the heart. So I will guide the meditation with phrases, but please either say them silently to yourself or to use your own phrases, or just to rest in the silence and allow the heart to meet with the wish. May I live with an open heart. May I be free from pain. May I be free from fear and despair. May I respond wisely to suffering. So we offer these intentions, these wishes for compassion to ourselves, not in a selfish way, but acknowledging, how can this heart open to others and to pain and suffering in the world if it's closed to myself? And so this meditation of compassion toward myself is to help the healing and to help the easing and the opening of the heart so it can respond to others. So opening the mind and heart now to all of us here on retreat. Some of us you may really feel friendly and a connection towards, and others not much recognition, and some with some people there may even be some feelings of difficulty. And as much as possible, inclining the heart now to all who are present, and wishing for all of us here, may we live with an open heart. May we be free from pain. May we be free from fear and despair. May we respond wisely to suffering. And opening the circle of awareness now to include all those who made this retreat possible. People we know and care for at home and at work who have supported us being here. People we don't know, or people we know are here and are working to support this retreat but that we don't have a real connection with. And also strangers. People who have grown the food and delivered the food. All beings who have contributed to our being here and having this time together. Beings who are known and unknown. And cultivating the wish for their well-being and heart opening too. May you live with an open heart. May you be free from pain. May you be free from fear and despair. May you respond wisely to suffering. And now opening the circle. Opening the heart and mind to include all beings who are suffering, victims of war and violence and exploitation, beings who are ill or injured, and also, as much as possible, the beings who are victims of the violence of their own minds, who are victims of greed and hatred and ill will and a closed heart. Just as I want to be free from struggle, I wish this also for you. I may not understand you. I may feel anger towards you. My heart may be open and respond to you. I may not even approve of your actions. But I do wish to incline my heart with compassion, to gentleness and kindness, for your benefit, for my own benefit, and for the benefit of all beings. May you live with an open heart. May you be free from pain. May you be free from fear and despair. May you respond wisely to suffering. And knowing deeply the interconnectedness of all beings, how can any of us truly be free from suffering, truly be at peace, until all of us are living without dukkha, until all of us are living in peace? And so may we extend our circle of friendliness and caring and healing to all who share this planet, the beings, the creatures living in the water and in the earth and on the earth and in the air, all whose lives touch and affect all others, seen and unseen, known and unknown. May all beings live with an open heart. May all beings be free from pain. May all beings be free from fear and despair. May all beings respond wisely to suffering. And may all beings live with joy. May all beings live in peace. May all beings live in harmony. May all beings everywhere live in peace and harmony. So thank you to you all. It's been a real privilege to be here. And wishing you peace and safety on your journey, the inner journey as well as the outer journey. and may we meet again. So this time now is for packing and cleaning, and the silence has ended. You are invited to speak.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
Thank you for that. We will pass that on. It's very special.
Thank you.
Ah. Shalem. No, Shalem. I don't have a pen. Back in the room.